All right, James chapter number 1 tonight, we'll begin reading verse number 16, and I'll read down to verse number 27, and which is the last verse, and we'll start reading at verse number 16. James is penning this down, of course, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and it says in verse 16, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature." Verse number 19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man, or if any, be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God. I pray, Lord, you'd speak through me, use me, Lord, tonight. I pray, God, you just magnify thy word, Lord. I pray tonight, help us, Lord, to be receptive and understanding of what's being said through these verses of Scripture. I pray, God, that we bring glory and honor to thy name tonight. Father, uplift you, Father, and all said and done, glorify you, and Lord, just be a blessing, Father, unto you, and I pray, God, you just have your will and way in all that's said tonight. Father, we do love you, thank you, and praise you for allowing us to have this opportunity, Lord, to come together tonight. Bless now, have your will and way, everything that's said and all that's done, we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' loving name we pray, amen. We look at this passage of Scripture, and James is writing, and he's dealing with the thing called faith, and we've discussed faith many times before. This is kind of just a reminder, a refresher, I guess you would say, message tonight. We have so many people who profess faith. We've talked about that before, but few people really practice faith. And it's one thing to say that we have faith, but it's another thing to practice faith. And I want to try to deal with that just a little bit tonight on the practices of faith. A lot of times we find people who say they believe that that the Bible is God's Word. They say they believe that, but they live their life as though they've never read it. Amen. We find people say that they believe there's a God, yet they live their life as though He's nowhere to be found. They speak these things, but yet they don't practice these things. They say that they believe that Christ died on the cross for their sins, yet they live their life as though He's forgotten all about them. They say they believe the Bible and what the Bible says is right, yet if they see someone do something or hear someone say something that doesn't line up with the Bible, they'll believe that instead of the Bible. Isn't that amazing? Again, there are many who profess faith in Christ but do not practice their faith. I'll give you just a few things on one of the practices of faith. First of all, there's a recognition of God. When we practice our faith, we recognize there is a God. There's a recognition of God. Verse 16, the Bible says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." Whenever he's saying that, let me do this. Let me back up and read verse number 13 through verse number 15. Then we'll go to verse 16 and see why James said, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." Verse number 13, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Then he says, "Do not err, My beloved brethren, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Now, what did James say, verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren? Well, it goes back to those verses prior to that, and James is just simply saying, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, don't blame God for your mess. Amen. Don't blame God for your sins. Sometimes people say that they have faith in the Lord and faith in God and things like that. When they get themselves in a mess, they like to blame God.
Yeah.
You can't blame God, you have to blame ourselves. Mm-hmm. Amen. So there's a recognition of God and there's a correction in the recognition. It's our sins, not God's sins. Amen. It's our mess, not His. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is consistent. Amen. God is consistent in His giving, consistent in His love, and everything that God does, He's consistent with. So if there's problems in our life and there's sin in our life, it's not God that did it. It's we gave in to our own lust and gave in to the temptation ourselves, and we cannot blame God for such. There's a recognition of God and who He is and His righteousness. Correction in the recognition. There's also character in the recognition. Notice verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above. True faith has the right belief about God and who He is. He's not a God that does wrong.
Amen.
Amen. He's a God that is a loving God. He is the Father. Verse 17, the Bible says, He cometh down from the Father of lights. He's the Father. He's a loving Father who gives unto His children. God is the Creator. He is an all-powerful God. There's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's a trustworthy God. He has character, amen? You can trust Him because He's a trustworthy God. He does not deceive, but He is sincere in all that He does, and true faith recognizes who God is and has the right belief about Him. We understand His character. God is a God, as I've said before, and I've preached this before, He's a God that cannot lie. That's not within His character. He's a God that cannot forget. That's not in His character. He cannot forget. Amen. That's not an attribute of God. Although we talk about Him forgetting our sins, He hasn't forgot those. He just doesn't hold those against us once we're saved. Amen. And so He has a character, and we need to not in our recognition of God, we need to have the right recognition that it's not God that sins, it's not God that causes us to sin, it's ourself that does that, and we need to understand that recognizing God, we need to recognize His character. He's a true God, He's a holy God, and we need to recognize that when we speak of our practice in faith.
Amen.
Have faith in God, but yet we don't recognize His character. There's a problem.
Yeah.
Amen. We also, in recognition of God, we see the correction in recognition that is ourself that sins, not God. The character in recognition, understand that God is a God that loves His children, a loving God that does not deceive, who's trustworthy, sincere. But then also there's a converting in the recognition. Notice your Bibles, if you would. The Bible says, in verse number 18, of His own will beget He us with the word of truth. There is a converting in the recognition. That word beget speaks of the message of the gospel and being born again. It was by the loving Father who made it possible for us to be born again and to be a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
The word of truth reminds us that the word of God. Listen, it means that that men heard the gospel, heard the truth, and became a child of God. So of His own will, beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Christianity in the early church, amen, there's several of them that were saved in the very beginning. And James is writing, they were the first fruits. Because it was the will of God, so we find there's converting in the recognizing of God. So as we practice our faith, the first thing that we talk about in practicing our faith is recognizing God, recognizing His character. Amen? And recognizing who He is and how He works, and recognizing, who we are because of God. Then we have the second practice of faith, and that is the reception of the Word of God. Not only do we need to recognize God and who He is, His character, and understand that, we also, in practicing our faith, we need to receive the Word of God. To be a receiver through the reception of the Word of God. First of all, verse 19 speaks of a speedy reception. The Bible says when God's Word is proclaimed, there needs to be a speedy reception. Verse 19, the Bible says that there in verse 19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear." Well, to be speedy in our reception, to hear the Word of God. When the Word of God is preached and proclaimed, we should be consistent, or we should not contest it. Let me say, we shouldn't contest the Word of God, neither should we get angry when we hear it. A lot of times people get mad, they get angry when they hear the Word of God, and when the preacher preaches a message that hits them square between the eyes, they get angry at that. And the Bible says we should be swift to hear. Speedy reception of the Word of God. Don't get angry at the Word of God because of our unbelief. Amen. It is the wrath of man that does not work the righteousness of God. The Bible says in verse number 20, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." So whenever you're angry because of what the Word of God says, you're working wrath, that's the wrath of man, and that it's not pleasing to God. So we need a speedy reception, be swift to hear. Don't get angry. Don't get upset whenever the Word of God, listen, it pierces your heart. Deal with whatever sin it is and understand as we recognize God and who God is, it's not God's sin, but it's our sin, and God's just showing us what it is. Instead of getting angry about it, we need to practice our faith and deal with that sin. Amen. Amen. Speedy reception, swift to hear the Word of God. I need to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Need to hear what God has to say in His Word. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. "But he that receives seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it." Which the Bible says also, chapter 13, verse 23. The Bible says also, "which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. When we're swift to hear, the fruit that we bear is good fruit, and we bear much of it when we're swift to hear the word of truth. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 41, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. That then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They received the word of God, and they were swift to receive it." I wonder sometimes people sit in the service, and you know, without a doubt, they're lost and undone without the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they'll put off that salvation. They'll walk away. They'll leave that. And they put that off. That's being disobedient to God. Amen. And God is dealing and God is calling and working on them. And they're not swift to hear. They'll walk away from it. And allow the devil to work on them and steal that seed away that's been planted. Holding of the message. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Amen. Amen. Swift to hear the Word of God. It makes a difference. Amen. It helps us. The Word of God, listen, it helps us to have character. It helps us in our walk of faith. We say that we have faith. We say that we love God. So that should be seen in our character as we live every single day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we live our life before others, they should see that we are living by faith. The Bible says that the just shall live by his faith. Amen? And that faith is seen in how we receive the Word of God. Well, I know the Bible says I shouldn't, but that's being disobedient to the Word of God. Amen? We should be speedy to hear, a speedy reception to hear that, and be a doer, not just a hearer, as James goes on to say. Not only should we see or have a speedy reception, there should be a sanctifying reception. Verse number 21, the Bible says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." Lay apart all filthiness. The Word of God that sanctifies. There's a sanctification process. Amen. We won't be perfect until we are with the Lord.
Amen.
There's sanctification process, and the Word of God sanctifies the believer. It brings salvation to the sinful soul, and it cleans up the behavior of the sinners. I got a little tickled the other day. I was riding down 601 in Monroe coming back up toward the Greensboro, toward the house, and I seen a church sign that said, "Welcome, sinners." I didn't really know how to respond to that. Are they inviting their church folks in, or are they inviting the world in? The Bible says we're all sinners. Amen? Everybody's a sinner. They didn't specify who they was welcoming. But anyway, maybe they're just welcoming everybody because we're all sinners. Maybe I just misread what they're trying to say, but I think that... Listen, some people have the wrong idea that whenever you're saved, you're a saint.
Yeah.
That's not so. Mm-hmm. There's a sanctifying process, amen? And sanctifying, there should be a sanctifying reception to the Word of God. The Word of God deals with us in our sin, and it cleans us up, and it helps us in our behavior, amen, as Christians, as believers. The Bible says here, notice verse 21, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness." Filthiness is corruption, corruption, defilement by sin, iniquity, impurities, those things that, listen, a Christian ought not be doing. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." We'll be putting away some stuff and cleaning our act up, amen?
Amen.
Superfluity means superabundance. Something that is beyond what is wanted. So in other words, instead of, a lot of times we think of filthiness as doing something wrong, doing something that's filth, and doing something that is a sin. I believe the superfluity of naughtiness goes beyond what is wanted in the definition of that. So that would be not even thinking of doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're getting super spiritual now, aren't we? No. We're cleaning our mind up also.
Amen.
Hello? Sanctifying the Word of God. Listen, it sanctifies. There should be a reception. There should be a sanctifying reception, and there also should be a sincere reception. Once we have received the Word of God, it should change our behavior. It should make us different. Not only should it change our ways of doing things, it should also change our way of thinking. I don't think like I used to think. I don't do like I used to do since I've been saved. Amen. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And we've talked about that before. We've discussed that before. That word, behold, all things become new. That doesn't mean the moment we're saved, we're a saint. That means there's a sanctifying process. And things become different. Amen. We allow the Word of God to change us, to let God to mold us and to make us into what He would have us to be. James says in verse 22, "Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Notice with me now, one that hears the Word and does not obey the Word is only fooling themselves. There should be a sincere reception to the Word of God. Verse 23, 24, "If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass." You know what that is? That's looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
"For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is." What does that even mean? It means those that are a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word is like a man that walks up to the mirror and looks at himself and sees the mess that he's in and turns away and walks away from that and does nothing about it, thinking that he's okay. That's what happens whenever someone hears the Word of God and doesn't do anything about it. I heard what the preacher said. I know what the Bible said, but yet I think it'll be all right just to keep on doing what I'm doing. There's a lot of people like that. Amen. They're fooling themselves and thinking they're okay. They're living their life away from the obedience of God and away from the will of God. And they're doing what they want to do, pleasing themselves, giving in to their flesh, and they're not receiving the precious Word of God and being a doer and a hearer. Walk up to the Word of God. And they see the Word of God as looking into a mirror. And they see the Word of God and it shows them their sin. And they turn and walk away from it. Fool themselves into thinking they're okay. Hello? Should be a sincere reception. A man that looks at himself in the mirror and sees the shape that his hair is in or sees his attire is lacking but yet walks away without doing anything about it is fooling himself and thinking that he's okay. A lot of people today think they're okay. They say they love God. They say they have faith. But they're fooling themselves. Well, preacher, how do you know that? Well, because of what the Bible says. How do you know that someone says they have faith, but yet they're not living it? Well, you can tell most of the time by their actions and the things that they do. Amen? You can tell by their faithfulness to the house of God. You can tell by their words that they speak, the things that they do, the places that they go. You can tell. Amen? And I'm not saying that we're to go around judging everybody. And I know that the Bible says judge righteous judgment. They say that they're saved. They say they love God and say that they are a born-again child of God. You can tell how much faith they have in God's Word by the things they do and the things they say. But not only with that, the Bible goes on to tell us a little something about that, dealing with this thing called receiving the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 25, and I'll stop with this tonight, the Bible says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Word of God, that's the Word of truth, that's the perfect law of liberty, talking about the Word of God, and continueth therein, in the Word of God, he being not a forgetful hearer, listen to what the Word of God said, he was swift to hear that, and he dealt with it and done whatever was needed when he heard the Word of God. He was a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. There will be successful reception. There is success in the receiving of the Word of God. As we listen to the preaching, as we hear the Word of God proclaimed, and the Word of God deals with our sin and confronts us with our sin, we're swift to hear that. We deal with that sin. We repent of that thing. We confess it. We turn from it. And listen, God has blessed us. Because we heard, we reacted, and we exercised our faith in God to forgive us, and there is a blessing because of such. One that looks into the Word of God continually and hears the Word of God is compliant with the Word of God. They're compensated. They're compensated. What is it worth living this Christian life? What is it worth to have faith in God? Why do we do that? Because the Bible says we're compensated. We're blessed. We're blessed. Amen? The Bible says that those that are looking, continuing in the perfect law of liberty, continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God will bless you. Amen? You'll be blessed for being obedient to the Word of God and living and practicing your faith before others. And people that are watching your life will see you and they see your faith. James deals with seeing faith. And I'm not going to deal with that tonight. But James deals with that. And he talks about, show me thy works and I'll show you your faith. A lot of people say they have faith, but by their works you can tell they're faithless. Amen. Want to be blessed? Receive the Word of God. Receive it speedily. And obey it. Amen. And watch what God does. Let me give you this real quick. I'll finish up with this. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. He says one thing, but he does another. Amen. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. If you're spotted, there's sin in your life. If there's worldliness in your life, amen, you're spotted by the world. Religion is vain. Amen? It's the practices of faith. First of all, practice faith by recognition of God. Secondly of all, practice our faith by the reception of the Word of God. Much more in that. I'm going to quit with that tonight. Pray that we can be swift to hear, amen, the Word of God. Pray that God will bless us for being obedient to His Word. He said He would. The problem's not on God. The problem's us. Do not err, my beloved brethren. It's not God's fault we're not being blessed. Right. Amen? It's our fault.
Amen.
Let's pray we can get ourselves right and in tune with God and in tune with His Word. Amen. So we'll be blessed. Amen? God is certainly good to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, tonight for the precious Word.